For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to conduct a study on the feasibility of consolidation for school districts across Wisconsin. Over the past few years, districts have routinely turned to operational referendums to address budget deficits. When voters fail to approve those referendums, the districts proposing them often need to consider cutting programs, laying off staff members, or closing schools entirely to balance their budgets. The study would evaluate things like district boundaries, staffing levels, and population estimates for school-age children. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction would then report those findings to the state legislature with recommendations for potential school consolidations. A number of Western Wisconsin school districts have already considered consolidation plans. The agency would also need to submit a request to the Joint Committee on Finance to conduct the study by July 1st. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health is stressing the importance of safely storing firearms. OCMHS Director Linda Hall says gun safes are considered the gold standard when it comes to storage. But gun locks can also work, and many organizations and health systems are issuing those for free. Hall says it might also be a good idea for the family to determine whether or not it's safe for a firearm to be in the home, and if it isn't, you might have to store it off-site at a place like a gun store. Research has found that 8 in 10 kids who die by a firearm suicide obtain the gun from a family member. Police officers from the Richland Center Police Department, in cooperation with the Richland School District and St. Mary's School, are in sixth grade classrooms teaching the PEAT program. The program is taught by police officers who have knowledge of current trends in the community, work experiences to share real-life examples, and the ability to relate to youth. Officer Elizabeth Deidelhoff.
We teach about comfortability in approaching law enforcement. We go into the classroom in uniform so that the students have an opportunity to see us. We build relationships with them by interacting with them as far as communicating about drugs, things like that. We do share some photos of illegal, legal substances. We also talk about candy and caffeine addictions because those are pretty relevant to youth in that fifth, sixth, seventh, as they start going into high school and middle school and high school. So we talk about, you know, current drugs that we see in the community. We talk about addiction, and then we give them some tools to help kind of navigate the peer pressure.
Officer Deidelhoff says the program is well received. The program is designed to bring together schools, families, and the police departments to serve as a source of support and to encourage children to make healthier behavior choices.
We send home a parent reference guide, and they, with our contact information, so we created a parent outline. So each week they get a QR code, and then we welcome them to the end of year celebration.
Officers will meet with students once a week for 4 weeks. Charges are pending and a driver is in critical condition from a triple fatality crash in Madison over the weekend. A 39-year-old man remained hospitalized as of Tuesday following the rollover crash early Saturday morning on the Madison Southwest side. He was the driver and sole survivor as his three passengers died at the scene along with a dog. All of the occupants were ejected. Madison police have said excessive speed and impairment were factors. A Menasha man is convicted for setting fire to Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office earlier this year. 20-year-old Caden Stackowitz will be sentenced in March after pleading no contest to arson. A criminal complaint states Stackowitz admitted to attempting to break into the office last January to set the fire. After pouring gasoline outside, the complaint says Stackowitz set an electrical box in the back of the building on fire. Prosecutors say Stackowitz was upset over Grothman's vote in favor of a short-lived TikTok ban. No one was injured, but Grothman's office sustained damage. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting evening training flights tonight and Monday through Friday, November 17th through 20th. During this time, residents within the military training airspace may see or hear F-35 aircraft until approximately 8 p.m. Training flights normally take place during daylight hours, but pilots and maintenance personnel are required to conduct nighttime operations as a part of their overall readiness. Pilots will continue to follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents in the greater Madison area. The holiday season is coming up soon, which means shoppers will see volunteers ringing bells and braving the elements to help raise money for those in need. The Salvation Army will begin its Red Kettle campaign for the 2025 season this weekend. J.B. Muller has been the coordinator of the local campaign for several years.
What we do is emergency needs, for example, shelter, food, utilities. 80% of the money that comes in from Richland County stays in the county. There's 20% that's kept back for administration fees, keeping up the kettles, keeping up the stands, which they go through a lot of punishment, especially in Richland Center when the wind blows them over all the time. And so that goes for that. But everything that's collected in this county is our budget for the year. Now, United Givers, they don't give out their checks until January, but Salvation Army says we can back it up and put it into your coffers for the calendar ring year.
Volunteers will start ringing bells this Friday. After 7 years as coordinator, J.B. Muller will be stepping down from that position, and a new coordinator will take over.
This year, I'm handing it over to another man named Kevin. He's going to be doing all the scheduling. I'll still do the monetary part of it, picking up the kettles and depositing with our good friends down at Richland County Bank, who's always taking care of Salvation Army. And so I'm going to step back a little bit and try to stay warm.
If you would like to be a bell ringer, you can contact Kevin at 608-475-1519. For information on how to donate online to the Salvation Army, or if you are interested in becoming a board member, contact Christy Dewar at 608-475-9040. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A new center in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the New York Giants Sunday in the Meadowlands. Elgton Jenkins lost for the season after suffering a fractured bone and ligament damage in his left leg against the Eagles. Sean Ryan will take over at center.
I'll make the most of it. Unfortunately, we play a game with, you know, a pretty high injury rate, so it's always the next guy up. But you know, my number got called, so I got to go out there and perform.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win at home over Bowling Green, 90-78. The Badgers now 3-1. Men's basketball, Marquette over Little Rock, 89-49. NBA, the Bucks losing in Charlotte, 111-100. Doc Rivers asked, did they find any open shots against the Hornets defense?
I thought there were opportunities. We just didn't take them. We were settling on the first option the entire night. I can't wait to see our sets, how many one-pass shots that we took tonight. That's just not how we've ever played. But that's how we play tonight.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a couple of really nice days coming up here today. Mostly sunny. We'll be in the mid-50s here by this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the 30s. Tomorrow, another nice sunny day with a light breeze and a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.